Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. We're going to get started in just a moment. Thank you for joining us this morning for intercessory prayer. Praise the Lord. If there are prayer requests this morning, I want you to please take this moment to go ahead and share your prayer request with us today. Give us a few moments. There's quite a few people that are saying that they can't get on the line. We're going to get started in a couple moments. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And as we're waiting, I want you to please just go ahead and create an atmosphere of a worship. Just talk to the Lord even now as we're preparing to get started on this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to go ahead and get started on this morning, praise the Lord, with our time of intercessory prayer. Again, we thank you for calling in on this morning. Thank you, Lord, and we are in great anticipation of what God will do on this line and throughout the weekend. We are in our sixth annual prayer conference, and God is just showing himself to be faithful. And we bless him for all that he is doing and even for what he is going to do as we continue to close out. So our prayer time this morning is going to have to be an abbreviated one because we have some things that we have to do even on this morning. So those intercessors, I need you to be mindful as you pray this morning to please make sure you mark yourself and stay in the 10-minute time frame. Do not exceed it. Thank you, Lord. On this morning, we need to stay in that 10-minute time frame. So if you got to look at your phone, whatever you have to do to keep yourself on track, let's do that. Praise the Lord, because there is so much more that we have to do on this morning. Praise the Lord. And so we're going to go ahead and get started with a time of intercession. We're going to ask that Anjali open us up on this morning, and then we're going to have Carla to follow, then Sharon, and then I will close out. So that's Anjali, Carla, then Sharon again. Do not exceed that 10-minute time limit. Let's go before the Lord in prayer.
Hallelujah. God, we give you glory. We magnify your name. God, we have great expectation, oh God, for you on today, Father. God, we thank you, oh God, that you're in the midst of us now, oh God. God, that you are with our downsitting and our uprising this morning, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you are so merciful, oh God, to give us breath in our body, oh God. Oh God, this morning we come to you for no other reason but to lift your name on high, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for this hour, for this time, oh God, that we're able to commune with you, that we're able to speak with you, oh God. God, our ear is inclined to your mouth, oh God. Oh God, and we thank you, oh God, that your ear is inclined to our mouths, oh God. Oh God, this morning we ask that you hear the request of your people, oh God. Oh God, this morning we ask that you hear the cries and the hearts of your people this morning, oh God. Oh God, but we just come to say thank you, oh God. We just come to say thank you for, oh God, for even blessing us another day, oh God. We come this morning, oh God, asking, oh God, that you continue to cover this earth, oh God. Of these United States, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for the time of pressing, oh God, we thank you, oh God, of the time of molding, oh God, we thank you this morning for the time of shaping, oh God, for the hour of shaping and molding, oh God, that you're doing in this season, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for the great cutting away, oh God, that is happening now, God, the shedding of old skins, oh God, the Greek creation of new wineskins, oh God, that we're able to hold a rich wine, oh God. Oh God, we ask this morning, oh God, that you continue to dig the wells of prayer in us, oh God, that you continue to let us, to allow us to have a well that will not run dry. And God, this morning we thank you, oh God, that as you're digging the wells, oh God, that we become deeper in prayer with you, oh God, deeper in relationship with you, oh God, deeper, oh God. Oh God, we are calling on your name this morning, for there's no other name that's higher than yours. Oh God, this morning, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you're still sitting high and looking low, oh God. Oh God, this morning, we press past our tiredness, oh God. Oh God, this morning, we press past our own weariness, oh God, and we enter into the presence of the Lord. Oh God, this morning, we thank you, oh God, that you are setting our feet in a large room, oh God, that you are making room for intercessors in this world, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you're expanding our borders, oh God. Oh God, we thank you this morning, oh God, that you haven't left us alone, oh God. Oh God, that we shall not walk this walk alone, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, so now we send forth your spirit into this earth, oh God. Oh God, we send forth your spirit into hospital rooms now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let the lame become healed, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let the sick become healed, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, because there's no other name that's higher than yours, oh God. So at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that you are Lord. And so God, for that, oh God, we call on the mighty name of Jesus. We call on your name this morning, oh God. We know that at the name of Jesus, that our minds can be healed, oh God, and our bodies can be healed, oh God. So we send forth that spirit, oh God, of healing, God. We thank you for Rafa, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, if any be sick amongst us, oh God, let them call on your name this morning, in the name of Jesus. We send forth your spirit, oh God, into our teenagers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to that generation, oh God. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that you begin to cover them now, oh God, and to give them wisdom, oh God, and where they may go, oh God, and what they may do, Father. Bring them to their knees, oh God. Bring them back to prayer, oh God. Oh, yes, God. Teach them how to pray in that generation, oh God. Teach them how to seek your face, oh God. Oh, God, for that generation must carry on the gospel, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for every college campus now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, that no masked gunmen may come to them, oh God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we cover the school systems now, oh God, from every hurt, harm, or demonic force that tries to come against it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, whether it be governmental forces, oh God, or terroristic forces, oh God, we stay the hand of the enemy now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we cover the school systems now, God, we cover the college campuses now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we rebuke the spirit of suicide in the college campuses, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, tonight, oh today, oh God, we thank you, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that your spirit shall reside in the campuses, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, today we need you now more than ever before, oh God, that as they matriculate, oh God, through their education, oh God, they would find you even the more, oh God, hallelujah, that they would find you, oh God, that they would seek after you, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you're sending it into the school system, oh God, that gender misidentification, oh God, shall not be their portion, oh God, that they shall be established in their genders, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we know that you are a God that can do anything, oh God, so bring us back to our right mind, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, how you've established us from the formation of the earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, oh God, we send forth your spirit, oh God, into our financial institutions, oh God, we send forth your spirit, oh God, into Wall Street, oh God, this morning, oh God, we send your spirit into the marketplace, oh God, to set the establishment of businesses, oh God, settle the market, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we hold on to the stock market, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we lift it up now, oh God, that our economy, oh God, shall be stable, oh God, that our economy, oh God, will balance out, oh God, but only by your grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we send it to Wall Street, oh God, we send it to our entrepreneurs, oh God, let them not be weary and well-doing, oh God, but they shall reap in this next season if they faint not, oh God. Oh God, we send it now, God. Give them witty inventions, oh God. Give them witty ideas and inventions, Father. In the name name of Jesus, oh God. Give them inventions that have never been created, never been thought of, oh God. Oh God, for global expansion, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And let those in the kingdom, oh God, rise as entrepreneurs like never before, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we know that you can do it, oh God. Oh God, as we're sitting and as we're waiting, oh God, give us the tools, oh God, to be able to sustain until you come. Oh God, we want nothing more but to see your face, oh God, not just your hand. Oh, but God, this morning, oh God, we're after your face. We are after your face. We thank you for the kabod, oh God. We thank you for the kabod, the glory of God. And we give you glory and honor and praise, oh God. Oh God, we ask, oh God, as we are coming to the conclusion of this prayer, oh God, that we thank you, oh God, for the PEN conference, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for what you've already done, oh God, and we thank you for what you're getting ready to do today and tomorrow, oh God. Oh God, set the captives free, set the mind free, oh God, set the will free, oh God, and loose your prophets. Set the mind free, set the will free, oh God, set the atmosphere for your glory, oh God. Oh God, and set the prophets free. And we thank you, and we give your name the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we thank you on this morning, oh God, and we just bless your name on this morning, Father, and we come before you on this morning, oh God. We know, oh God, that you are our high priest on this morning, Father God, and you can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities on this morning, Father. So we thank you, oh God, that you are the God, oh God, who hears and the God who answers prayer on this morning, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, God, for the arising, Father God, my God, of your people on today, oh God. You're causing your people to arise, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You're causing them to arise, oh God, to their assignments, oh God. You're causing them, oh God, to arise, oh God, to the occasion, my God. You're calling them, oh God, to arise, oh God, to the call, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father. So we thank you, God, hallelujah, for all that you're doing on today, oh God. But I come standing in the gap on this morning, my God, and making up the hedge, Father God, hallelujah, God. Oh God, hallelujah, for every gatekeeper on this morning, my God, hallelujah, God. Every watchman on this morning, Father God. Every, oh God, battle axe on this morning, Father God, hallelujah to Jesus, God, in your prayer warriors on this morning, Father God. Those, oh God, that stand between the porch and the altar, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you on this morning, Father God. Those who would clean the ashes, Father God, off of the altar, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for purification and sanctification at this time, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're purifying a people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're purifying, Father God, your intercessors, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I pray on this morning, Father God, that you would deal with all flesh, Father God. Let all flesh be silent, my God, and let no flesh, Father God, glory in your sight, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, for the gates of righteousness, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, Father. And I pray, oh God, God, that you would cover us, oh God. God, cover us with your blood, oh God. Cover us, oh God, as your intercessors on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray, oh God, hallelujah, God, oh God, and I thank you, oh God, that you've anointed us, oh God. My God, you've anointed us to tread on serpents, oh God, and you have anointed us, oh God, to tread on the scorpions, oh God, and you've given us all the power, God, over the works of the enemy on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, oh God. So I come, oh God, hallelujah, God, in agreement with heaven on this morning, God, that whatsoever we bind on earth, oh God, it shall be bound in heaven, oh God, and whatsoever we loose on earth, oh God, it shall be loosed in the heavens, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. But I pray, oh God, as your intercessors, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah, God, that you would just sharpen us some more, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for such keenness in this hour, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for keenness, oh God, that we will discern, oh God, and we will detect, my God, we will pinpoint, oh God. I pray for such accuracy in the spirit, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you on this morning, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I lift them up before you on this morning, oh God. God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come against every assignment, oh God, against your intercessors on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, every spirit, oh God, that has been unleashed, Father God, against them on today, against their assignment, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, every muzzle on today, my God, everything that will come to smother, my God, in the name of Jesus, everything that will come to stifle, my God, in the name of Jesus, my God, everything that will come to shut the mouths out, oh God, of your intercessors on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, every fiery dart, oh God, that has been launched, oh God, hallelujah, against them, oh God, against their assignment, oh God, against their anointing on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, oh God, I take authority over it, oh God, and I render it powerless, oh God, inoperative and ineffective on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray on this morning, Father God, against the spirit, every spirit of distraction, every spirit that will come to frustrate, every spirit that will come to agitate, everything, every spirit that will come to irritate on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we break every spirit, my God, oh God, even the Cajun incantations in the mind on this morning, Father God, hallelujah to Jesus, Father God, I pray on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, even spirits, oh God, that will come to drain strength, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on this morning, oh God, against the spirits, oh God, of secret depression on this morning, against your intercessors and everything that will hinder the prayers, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, every mind-binding, blinking, and manipulation spirit on this morning, God, but I pray for your intercessors on this morning, Father God, hallelujah, God, that you will restore them, oh God, and that you will revive them, oh God, my God, that you will charge them again, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will cause them to arise, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you, oh God, for a fresh anointing, Father God, I thank you on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah, that you would do a new thing, oh God. I thank you for revival on this morning and restoration, oh God, and renewal, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for a fresh wind on this morning, my God, that you will let the winds of the Holy Spirit blow, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for your intercessors, and I pray that you will cover them with your blood, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray on this morning, oh God, and I lift up leaders before you on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, your word told us to pray for the leaders, oh God. I got those that have rule over us, Father God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God. So I lift up even natural leaders on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, hallelujah. Your word says, oh God, the leaders are to rule, oh God, by the fear of the Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So I pray for every leader on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the leaders over our nation, oh God, and those, oh God, who have authority over us, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, Father God, hallelujah, God, oh God, that you would deal with your leaders, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, oh God, that your leaders, oh God, hallelujah, you will raise them up, oh God, leaders that will fear you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, your word says, Father God, hallelujah, God, if your people, oh God, that are called by your name, oh God, hallelujah, God, shall humble themselves and pray and seek your face, oh God, and turn from their wicked ways, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that there will be a turning, my God, that there will be a turnaround in our nation with our leaders, oh God, my God, we know, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, that things are released from the head on down, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah, but we know, oh God, my God, that the heart of the king is in your hand, oh God, and you will turn it whichever way you will, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, but I pray that you will raise up godly, oh God, leaders, oh God, over our nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, my God, hallelujah, that the spirit of repentance, oh God, will come upon the leadership, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, so as the leaders, oh God, so will the people be, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, but I pray that you will release your truth, oh God, and I pray, oh God, that you will release righteousness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even your spiritual leaders on this morning, God, oh God, though everyone who has a platform before your people, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that there will be such a purity, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, and a righteousness, oh God, hallelujah, God, oh God, you said that the kingdom of God, hallelujah, God, oh God, hallelujah, the kingdom of God, hallelujah, it's not meat and drink, oh God, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, oh God, in in the name of Jesus, Father. So I pray for your leaders, and I pray that you would cover them with your blood, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you would take them, give them to take a stance in this hour, Father God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would give them not to deviate from the truth, my God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that you would give them not to compromise, oh God. My God, I pray, oh God, that you would give them to stand in the face of adversity, oh God, and declare your word, oh God. I pray on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give them to lift up their voice, my God, like a trumpet, oh God, to cry loud and to spare not, God, to show your people, oh God, their transgressions, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would anoint your leaders afresh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and you would give them to stand against the wiles of the enemy, that you would give them to stand against, oh God, the deception, oh God, that you would give them to stand against the seduction, my God, in the name of Jesus, in the spirit, my God. Oh God, I pray that you would charge them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, oh God, their strength, oh God, and I pray their endurance, Father God. My God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray that you would give them a holy conviction, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So I pray on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for your leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would give them to unify, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, where there's unity, there is strength, oh God, where there's unity, oh God, you will commend the blessing, Father God, my God, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, oh God, for every leader on today, our God, spiritual leaders, oh God, I thank you that you're doing a work, Father God, your ways are past finding out, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, but I thank you for the move of God, even in the midst of everything that is going on, oh God, our God, that you're wise in all of your ways, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, so we bless you on today for your leaders, oh God, your natural leaders, your spiritual leaders, God, every pastor on today, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, oh God, that you would bless them on today, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray that you would cover them on today, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, everything that's related and connected to them, my God, cover, God, let your blood cover, let your blood prevail on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, so we thank you on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, for all that you're doing in your leadership, God, hallelujah, no matter what of the capacity of leadership, oh God, deal with your leaders, oh God, only as you can, Father God, and we thank you on this morning, oh God, we bless you right now, oh God, for your leaders, we bless you for your intercessors on today, oh God, we bless you, oh God, for the body of Christ on today, oh God, we bless you for all that you're doing, oh God, God, we give you praise on this morning, we give you all honor and glory, oh God, in the mighty matchless name of Jesus, we thank you and we do pray in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, and we thank you, oh God, for this opportunity that we can come together, oh God, to lift up your holy and your righteous name. God, we say that there is none like you in all of the earth and none, oh God, that we dare compare to you. This morning, oh God, we come as the intercessor asking you, oh God, for your mercy and your grace, oh God, that it would be with us in every situation, in every place, oh God, where we are in the valley, oh God, if we're standing on the mountaintop. God, we need your mercy and we need your grace this morning. And so, God, we are praying, God, even as we begin to end this year, oh God, of 2019. We're asking you, oh God, to be with us and to go with us, to go before us, oh God, that when we get in 2020, that our minds will be bound to the mind of Christ, that our heart, oh God, would be cleaned and purified of all unrighteousness, that our hands will be cleansed of all, oh God, ungodliness, that our feet will be straight in the straight and the narrow, oh God. And so, God, we are standing in the gap this morning as your intercessor, asking you, oh God, to send a revival, oh God, this morning. We need a revival in the land, oh God. And so, God, we are lifting up our voices and we're lifting up our hands and we're lifting up our hearts unto you this morning because we need you, oh God. We need you to send a revival of fresh anointing, oh God. We need the fire to burn out, oh God, those things that are not like you in mankind. And God, that you would bring us back to our, the beginning, oh God, where we found you, where we built our laws and our Lord, and your word, oh God. We need you, oh God, to revive us, oh God, and take out, God, those things that are in us that are not like you, oh God. So we stand in as an intercessor, oh God, this morning, and we repent before you, oh God. We stand as an intercessor this morning, and we're asking you that you will cause your righteousness and your truth, oh God, to be found in the earth. We're standing, oh God, this morning, asking as an intercessor that you will renew our minds and restore back unto us, oh God. Send a fresh wind, oh God, and God, wake up the sleeping giants. Send your fresh wind, oh God, and cause us, oh God, to wake up, oh God, and to see your righteousness and your truth. And so, God, this morning we say, not our will, but let thy will be done, oh God. Let your truth prevail, oh God. We come, oh God, as an ambassador on behalf of our own family members, oh God, that need you like never before. We come in, oh God, as an intercessor this morning on behalf of the body of Christ. We're coming this morning, oh God, as a liaison on behalf of our neighbors, oh God, our community, this country, our nation, and this world. Oh God, we are crying out to you this morning because we need you like never before. We're coming as those, oh God, that are not afraid to stand in the gap for someone else. And so, God, we're asking you that you would have mercy. Let your grace and your mercy be with us, oh God. Forgive us for everything that we've done, every seed we've sown, everything that we rejected that you said, oh God, to do. Forgive us, oh God, if we disobeyed you, if we did not uphold your standards, oh God, and we did not obey your commandments. We're asking you for your forgiveness, oh God, this morning, and that you would have mercy on us, your people. Have mercy, oh God, on your creation. Have mercy on us, oh God. We have gone and fallen so short of your glory. We've gone so far from your ways, oh God. And so, God, we need you. We're in desperate need of you. And we're crying out to you, oh God, for your mercy and your grace. Save us, oh God, from our own selves. Hold back the hand of terrorism, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would even watch over our military, those that are supposed to protect us, oh God. Oh God, the enemy has done all-out war on them. And so, God, we need you. We need you to touch the heart of man. We need you to take that cold heart and that hardened heart, oh God, and soften it, oh God. We need you, oh God, to cause the word of God to find its place in our heart and in our mind, oh God, so that we can be who you have created and ordained us to be in these last and evil days. And so, God, we say, send your power and your anointing. Let it fall fresh on us, oh God, even as intercessors. Teach us, oh God, your ways. Show us, oh God, where we've done wrong. Teach us, oh God, how to, where to go and what to say. Help us, oh God, when you wake us up to pray. Teach us, oh God, the words to pray, how to stand in the gap, how to be the watchman on the wall, oh God, and then teach us how to fight against the enemy. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus for your glory, oh God, for your power, for your anointing, oh God, and for your grace and your mercy this morning. We ask, oh God, let your kingdom come. And God, let your will, not our will, oh God, but your will be done in these last and evil days. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. God, we just bless you this morning. God, we thank you for every prayer, God, that has gone up before you this morning. Lord, we come into your presence, God, with our hearts, God, just submitted to your will, God. God, we don't want to move outside of you. Father, I pray this morning, God, that we find ourselves, God, divinely positioned, hallelujah, God, because our heart's desire is to be in your will. So, Father, today our soul cry out for the very will of God. Our minds cry out today, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we cry out for you this morning. Oh, God, for we know that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. Oh, God, but your word declares that the end thereof is death. Come on and just praise him just for a few moments with me.
Thank you, Lord.
Ah, Shandara Rossi.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Woba.
Jesus.
Ah, Yababasi.
My God. Thank you, Lord.
Woman,
thank you, God.
Ah,
thank you.
Oh,
thank you, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. God, our desire, God, is to be in your will, and Father, your word declares that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. And so this morning our soul cries out, for the will of the Father. Father, divinely position us. Father, I pray for washing of our mind. God, recondition us now, even in this hour. Every spirit of perplexity, everything that comes to perplex us, everything that causes us to reject what is your will, Father, I pray this morning that you would break it. I thank you for a breaking release. I thank you for the sound of glory that is released in the earth. God, I thank you that in this hour, God, that you are destroying the works of the enemy, oh God, against your will for our life. I thank you for kingdom advancement in this hour. Everything that is impeded progress, everything that is for hindrance to the advancement of the kingdom in this hour, Father, I thank you that you are bringing it down. Everything, God, that came, oh God, in my soul, I got to bring us out of the will of the Father. Father, I pray today that you're bringing us into alignment. Our soul thirsts for you. And Father, I thank you and I believe your word that blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I bless you on today that there is a filling and infilling. God, that you are pouring out upon us. Oh God, your vessels, again, I'm on Sunday. Oh God, that it is mandated and it is required. Oh God, that you, Lord, oh God, are going to cause us. God, to meet the requirement. Amen. So to the mandia, oh God, that the requirement shall be met. I God, that opposition, that there is no opposing force that is greater than your voice. I thank you for the day of reckoning. I God, that you would silence every enemy that comes against your will in this hour, that every perverted spirit, every twisted mindset, everything that exalts itself against your knowledge is being brought down. I thank you on this morning, God, that you are driving out the spirit of sorcery and witchcraft and manipulation. I thank you, oh God, that you are driving out every form of godliness, that you're driving out Sunday. God, every wretched and vile spirit, and Father, we say, have thine own way. Have your way today. Amen. So let your spirit have recourse. Let your spirit rule and let it reign. We move our own agenda out of the way. We move our own God preconceived notions. We can do nothing outside of you. You are the God of all wisdom. And we say, what is the mind of God concerning us? What is your mind for us? That is the mind we desire. We desire the mind of Christ. Father, we don't want to be named among those in that day that stand before you and you say, depart from me, I never knew you. And so we long for your will. We long for your presence. We long for your power. We long for you. We long to know you. We long to know when we're operating inside of you. God, if we're doing anything outside of you, Father, we repent. If we said anything outside of you, we repent. My God, create in us a clean heart and renew right spirit. spirit. Amen. So come on, day. And God, we lay ourselves on the altar. Amen. So come on. Amen. Say for your word, let us know that we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live. And the life we live now, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. And so this morning, we're not afraid to cry out and say, it's us, oh God, that stand in the need of prayer. Our God, pride has no place in your presence. Father, destroy the spirit of Leviathan. Destroy the spirit of pride. Destroy the spirit of accusation. Our God, the accuser of the brethren. Our God, that comes to shame us. That come, oh God, to steal our identity in you. Father, destroy him. For we understand and we trust the God of our salvation. We say like Paul, I am persuaded. My God, this persuasion came of you and not of man. Thank you for the persuasion, the faith to stand. Knowing, God, that you cause all things to work together for the good of them that love you. So I thank you that things are working for us. Everyone that's under the sound of my voice, I declare that it is working for you. I declare that it is working. All things work together for the good of them. That love, God, that are the called according to his purpose is working for you. And I declare to you today, lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, all ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? Your God, the Lord. Strong, mighty, and battle. My Jehovah Shabbat. He maketh war against my enemy. He is an adversary to my adversary. He is an enemy to my enemy. He opposes whatever opposes me. And no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. I cancel the spirit of accusation. I cancel it this morning. Oh, y'all need to rejoice this morning. Because your help is here. He said, I go. If I do not go, I cannot sin. The comforter, your comforter, your helper, he is with you. You're going to have to invite the comforter in. Invite your paraclete. Oh, invite him in into this day. Call on your helper. The scriptures declare that you ascend unto the heavens. God is there. If you make your bed in the hell, God is there. There is no way around it. He is the omnipresent one. He is the omnipotent one. He is your God, your Father, your salvation. He is your help and He is your healer. He is your way maker. He is your right and your morning He is the one that delivers. He is the one that works on your behalf. He is the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He is the horse on the And I declare that this is an hour of emancipation and liberty. Whatever has bound us, it's losing us in this hour. So I declare, lift up your head. Oh, ye gates, lift it up. Ye everlasting doors. For truly the King of glory shall come in. The King of glory, the Lord. Oh, my God. Nobody wants to make war with your God.
Thank you, Lord.
There is no one big and bad enough to bring war to your God and stand. My God is my avenger. So I plead the blood today. The blood of Jesus. I remind you of the blood. God is tied to his covenant with you. So whatever promise he made, whatever he promised, he's got to bring it to pass. Whatever he's declared in his covenant, he must be. He cannot operate outside of it. He is the faithful one. He is the true witness. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the ending. The Lord Almighty. He cannot operate outside of himself. Rest assured that what he has declared, that he who has begun a good work in you, shall perform, mm-hmm. even unto the coming of Jesus Christ. He's going to finish what he started. He's going to complete it.
Mm-hmm.
Rest assured. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
My confidence is in my salvation. The one who rescues me.
Mm-hmm.
The one who delivers continuously.
Mm.
Hallelujah. For he sent his word to heal them and to deliver them. His rod is in his hand. Glory, the rod of God is on assignment in this hour for his sheep. He cannot so despise not the chastening of the Lord. Let the rod work. Because the end result shall be the very glory and presence of God. The kabod. His Shekinah. An abiding presence. He kenamanso shall be your portion. And we declare these things to be so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we bless
Hallelujah.
Him. We bless him for it this morning.
Mm.
We bless him for it. Ikerabaso. Ikananamanso. Glory to God. The finished work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. He's going to finish.
Thank you, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So let's pursue this day and every day with great expectation. Hallelujah. Of the God of our salvation, for he is faithful to us. Faithful is he who calls you, who also shall do it. I decree and I declare that the very presence of God goes with you today and abides with you. Hallelujah. For it is my promise. I go before you. I am with you always. I go to prepare a place, yet I am with you always. Hallelujah. Operating. Simultaneously for me, in preparation, yet with me. Preparing for me, yet he's with me. Hallelujah. He is the Almighty One. He is God alone. Oh, God. Eyes have not seen, people of God, and ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the hearts of men what your God, my God, has in store. Wait patiently for him. Wait patiently for him. Hallelujah. And he will do you good. Glory. God's going to do you good. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer for those of you who are going to join us. Remember, it starts at 11 a.m. this morning. We thank those of you who joined us this morning for prayer. Hallelujah. For those of you that are going to be a part of what is happening this morning, praise the Lord. Come in with anticipation. Come ready to share. Come with your hearts open, your mind open. Hallelujah. As we build each other, today is about building and sharpening each other, hearing, learning some of the struggles of intercession, learning some of the things that we deal with as those who have been called to intercede. Some have been called to intercede for the nation. Some have been called to intercede globally. Some, I need you to mute your phone. There's too much feedback. Some have been called to intercede for their local assembly. Hallelujah. Some are prophetic intercessors. There are some who have been called, hallelujah, to intercede specifically for their family. That is their chief assignment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever your assignment today, we're going to share. Hallelujah. Some of our challenges and some of our successes, we're going to strengthen each other. So I need you to make your way to the place. Hallelujah. God bless you, and we love you. And thank you again for joining us this morning. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer. And we pray that your day is blessed, and we look forward to connecting with you again on next week. Go in peace.
Amen.